It is not hard to destroy a college.
Last season, the podcast Campus Files brought you stories of fraternity drug rings, stolen body parts, campus cults, and more.
And now Campus Files is back for another season.
There's a guy screaming into his phone. He's like, I just saw Charlie Kirk get assassinated right in front of me.
Every week is a new episode and a new story.
It was so chaotic.
It's almost like a university under siege.
Listen to and follow Campus Files, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, it is time for Eat Your Words, brought to you by Online Metals, and the streak has been broken at four. The Seahawks lost Sunday Night Football. Jeets was at the game at Lumen Field.
Yeah.
Packers took it to them. It was not a pretty, it's not a pretty game for the Seahawks.
No, it wasn't their best performance, and Geno gets hurt. Not that he was playing exceptionally well before then. Defense just looked horrible in the first quarter. It actually righted the ship, but it was a little too late. So I had a blast at the game, by the way, all the pregame and all that. But yeah, that was a bummer ending. And as I was leaving that stadium, I could only think of one thing.
What's that?
This.
Yeah.
I was going to have to put the shot collar on. You know, the worst thing about this segment, especially like a week like this, it combines the two things I hate the most, and that's Seahawks losses and being electrocuted.
It is not fun being electrocuted the last 4 weeks. That's a month's worth of electrocution. So why don't you step on out of here? I have the controller in my hand. By the way, you can follow us on Facebook Live as well. And again, big thanks to Online Metals for making Eat Your Words possible. So I wanted to do something kind of fun, something a little bit different. When we first started doing this, Jeets would eat some pretty just amazingly garbagey food. I brought in a package of ramen, top ramen. It is not cooked. It's beef flavored. And I thought we could have some fun with this because there's no way. I don't think you'll be able to figure out exactly what it is, but maybe you will. The words I'm using are crunchy, bland, curly, salty, and needs water. Now, if he says any of those words, he is going to get zapped. I have the zapper in my hand, and boy, trust me, I have been waiting to zap and zap well today. Again, you can follow us on Facebook Live. Why don't we get him to come back in? I will hand this off, and again, if he mentions any of those buzzwords, he will get zapped, and that's a full month's worth of makeup. He's trying to find his way in. He is blindfolded. Watch out for the camera. It's just to your right. Just push your hand out to the right. That's the counter. Make it to your seat. I've found that I don't like the headphones on. Maybe you like them. Adds to the shock. You going to pop yours on? Jeets has the most janky headphones ever. Loose wires everywhere. Now, Jeets, I'm going to hand this to
I'm
you.
Back.
I'm going to hand this treat to you, okay? I've already told
everybody. As I walked in, you were sitting there pumping up people that it's been a month.
It has been a month. A month solid. It's in a wrapper.
Oh,
it's open. You'll be able to find your way to it.
I know this wrapper. I think everybody knows this wrapper. This is the only product ever, I think, with this wrapper. Dude, I know what this is. How the hell do you expect me to eat this?
I want you to eat it. Go ahead, just take a big bite.
I'm not going
to
bite it just like a brick. Oh, God.
Hit it with your fist. That's it.
Ah, these are ramen noodles.
Those ramen noodles. Need to describe it, though.
I know. It tastes like a college dorm room. You could have cooked them. Put some seed. I mean, they're, Well, they're tasteless. That's for sure. Ow! You picked tasteless?
Well, bland. Bland's close enough. Bland and tasteless are in the same family, though.
You know,
it's been so long since I've been able to push the button. Man, that one got you good. About you right out of your seat.
By the way, this is all on Facebook Live. Go follow us on KGON's Facebook page. Yeah, no, you've really outdone yourself. These are just like, I mean, it's almost like styrofoam. There's like literally no taste to these. Like,
What'd you just say?
It's like styrofoam.
What'd you say after that?
There's like no taste or
tasteless.
Yeah. You know what they actually taste like?
What's that?
A communion wafer.
Is that one of your guesses?
Yeah. Because it does taste like that.
Huh. I would never have written that one down. Keep going.
I don't think you've ever been to church. I, of course, was born and raised Catholic. I mean, I don't know. They're crunchy.
Yes! Yeah!
I think I saw some fire come out of your head. They literally don't taste like anything. It's just like bananas.
You've given me four words so far.
I have?
Yes.
Oh,
yeah.
Thank God. All right. I've only been shocked twice. Maybe I can break the streak here. They're wavy.
Close enough.
Ow! What was the word?
Curly. Curly was the word.
Wait a minute. Wavy is like the wave.
Yeah. Curly.
Curly's like a curly Sue.
Right. Oh, wait. You just said it again.
No!
I think that's five zaps, bro. Five zaps. He's trying to escape.
I'm only supposed to get three.
Dude, nasty, eating unwatered. One of the things was needs water. I thought for sure you would say it needs water, but you didn't. So that was nice.
These aren't nasty. Have you never had ramen noodles before?
Probably. I don't know if it is.
Probably?
Yeah, maybe once. I don't know.
Like, everybody's had at least 700 pounds of this at some point in their lives on leaner times.
I would
say
probably new.
My kids love this stuff.
It's on my to-do list. Did
oh
you get burned?
God.
Let me see.
Oh, my God. Look at my neck.
Oh.
Look at this. Facebook Live.
You got like a hickey, man. You got an electrode
hickey. Dude, people
think
this is a joke. I literally have burn mark. It looks like a, look at this Facebook Live.
Hey, by the way, the Seahawks, when I say we, take on the Vikings this Sunday. Kick is at 1:05. Big thanks to Online Metals for
thanks,
making
Online
Eat
Metals.
Your words possible.
You.
Thank you to everybody on Facebook Live, and thank you to everybody who is listening this morning.
I'm Sarah Austin Jeunesse, The Moth's executive producer and longtime host of The Moth Podcast. Every week, we share true stories told live and without notes by real people from all walks of life. Stories about disastrous haircuts, May-December romances, photographing Pluto, fighting for justice, and so much more. Some stories make you laugh, some make you think, and many stay with you long after they're told. Discover the power of story. Follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.